when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Like just a new man. But anyway, people, it is November the 21st in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2020. And you know what? You know the drill. Before we go any further, I'm getting ready to say a quick prayer. Okay, if you went out there, everybody, please bow your heads. Almighty Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Eddie Miller, the God of Blood River Radio, and the God of Liberty News Radio, God of all my family, please, Lord, please look down upon us and bless us and protect us from all the danger that's going on. We're suffering an unprecedented amount of persecution these days. White people all around the world, Christians all around the world, are suffering more than any time in my lifetime, my 73 years. Lord, if you would, please give us the strength to fight our enemy. Give us the discernment to name our enemy, is to recognize our enemy, and give us the courage to name the enemy, which we will always do on this show. And anyway, Lord, please let us do your will in everything we do. Let us give you all the glory. Let us obey you to the best of our ability. And I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, you okay?
I'm on.
Can you hear me now, Sam? Sam?
Sam, can you hear me?
Okay, folks, I had a little glitch here. I'm getting a little backwash in my phone. In my headset. But you know, the beast out there never quits trying to wreck us. But you know what? He's not going to wreck us. Anyway, tonight, people, we had a great show. Let me tell you briefly what we did last week. I got thrown off my game just a tad. Before I forget, the most important thing we can do before we go to our guest, I would like to thank Ken in New York. I tell you what, Ken is so loyal every month, just like Big Ben in England. He is like clockwork. He supports us. I wish he would write me a letter sometimes. I would love to hear from him, but he gives us a donation every single month, and I certainly appreciate that. I'm crazy about that guy. I wish I could meet him sometime. Also, we have a new donor, I believe, Micah. And he said, Micah sent a Christmas card. He said, from Communist Maryland. He sent it here to Communist Tennessee. Anyway, he says, Blood River Crew wishes for a wonderful, happy holiday season. Super early Christmas card, I know. Here's my little donation I wanted to send to you guys. Merry Christmas, Eddie, Gene, the whole crew. Thanks, and happy Thanksgiving, too. Take care, Micah from Communist Maryland. Yes, I'll tell you what, we cannot operate without donors, people. We surely can't, because I'm as poor as the proverbial church mouse. And let's see. Briefly, okay, thank you to the donors. Okay, I got a little outline here. Last week, we had Pastor Rob and Jason Rob, his son, attorney at law. They were on for a full hour going over. That was our second in a series of what I'd like to call the Heroes Hall of Fame. If you'd like to listen to more about what I'm talking about, go to the archives last week. We covered that completely. But just briefly, they have a great, it looks like the Parthenon in Greece. Huge building over there. Not quite finished, but they're working on it. They're going to have they have all kinds of artifacts. They have the printing press from George Lincoln Rockwell that he actually used back before he was assassinated. They went up to East Tennessee and got that, came back. And they have all kinds. They're going to have all kinds of artifacts and all kinds of photographs and heroes from the people that came way before we did. They've been in this fight for over 100 years. Also, on the second hour last week, we had Elvis Lee Cochran, and we had Moondog, Jacob Tyler. They did a great job. Well, tonight, people, without further ado, we've got General Nick Glaslovic, hardcore soldier. I can't say enough about how much I admire, respect General Nick. We also have my other brother, Gene Andrews, coming on tonight. And we're going to just really set the airways on fire. So anyway, how are you doing tonight, General?
Excellent, Eddie, and kudos to you and greetings from Croatia and all the Croatian patriots here aware of who you are and what you're doing. That you're on the bulwark of Christianity there against the hordes of Bolshevik Satanism. So we're proud of what you're doing in the South.
Well, General, I can curses of curses. I can barely hear you. I got the volume cranked loud as I can get it, but I'm struggling to hear you. But anyway, I'm so glad to have you on. I hope it straightens out in the next few minutes where I can hear. I'll have my headset cranked to all it'll do. And like I said, I can barely hear. But we're going to soldier on as best we can. Anyway, how about you, Gene? Are you there?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I can hear you fine.
All righty. I think I'm going to dispense with my headset because my I don't know where the sound's coming from. Anyway, guys, we're going to rock and roll. Like I say, I'm having a little difficulty hearing, but we're going to get by. I'm sure Sam will straighten it out. But anyway, there's been a lot going on, as you well know. I'm sure the general has been watching. Last time we talked to the general, he said he'd been watching the election news here in the United States. And, you know, and the general said, so goes the United States, so goes the rest of the world. And I remember telling him, that's very sad. I hate to hear that because I tell you what, I have really lost a lot of faith. In fact, I've lost most of my faith and confidence in the majority of the American people. I don't think, you know, and Gordon knows, Lord knows I'm a Christian, and I know you're supposed to love your fellow man, but I went out and did a run today, and the people I see that are supposed to be Americans, I just have no respect for them. I'm sorry, Lord. Lord can punish me, but they're just like cattle. They're out there wearing their friggin' mask. They'll fall for anything. But anyway, people, I'm going to go right back to the general. General, what's been going on over there in Croatia? Have you been watching the news pretty well, pretty close over there? Have you seen the corruption that's going on over here in our election?
Yeah, can you hear me, Eddie, now a little better?
Yes, sir. And I'm trying to figure out where the sound's coming from because Excellent. It's not coming from my headset. It sounds like it's coming from my...
Yeah, we follow the election very closely here.
You're going great.
And I think
hear you loud and clear now.
Excellent. Well, we follow the election very closely here, but more or less we have the same problem with the media that you have globally. We have the media filter, where three or four media conglomerates just regurgitate the same propaganda. And I think that we've seen this here before. It's we have a saying that like Stalin said, it's not who votes, but who counts the votes. So that may be a critical factor in the American elections. But most of my friends here were voting for Trump for all his flaws. I think that when we look at what's the dark clouds ahead on the horizon with this Kamala Harris and Biden, I think that the chickens will soon come home to roost.
Yes, yes. And with that, you know, I'm sure Gene is familiar with Kamala Harris and Nancy Pelosi, specifically Kamala Harris. She's one of the Democrat, Luciferian, socialist, you know, Bolsheviks. And she said, Gene, you probably heard her say, and she says it again, they've doubled down. they said that after this election's over, after they gain power, they said they're going to come after us. Us people, anybody that, if you sent $10 to President Trump in his campaign, they said they were coming after you. They're coming after us. They said, Kamala said, they're going to leave no stone unturned. Okay, they doubled down again, Gene. I heard just this morning, maybe it was last night. I hear so much news, I can't keep track of it. I'm just like a lot of you guys. But they said, there was a conversation going on between these Democrats. They said, well, there's 73 million people out there that they're going to have to deal with. And they're referring to the 73 million Trump voters, probably 80 million. And they said, what are they going to do? They said, well, they're going to try to re-educate us. And the ones that are hardcore, they'll send us to the re-education camps. And the ones that they can't beat down and persuade, they said they're going to eliminate us. And that's exactly what they said, Gene. Gene, have you heard anything about that?
Hey, bring it on.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, Gene, you know, also another thing I'd like to throw out there.
We had a fellow Tennessean, a Mr. Forrest at one time, that told us never stand to receive the attack of the enemy. Always take the initiative and get there first with the most men. So that's fine. If that's the way they want to play the game, hey, a country boy can survive.
You got that right. And we'll come back. We'll talk about Colonel David S. Hackworth, a Vietnam thing, and she said something kind of like that. But anyway, people, we're going to our first break. I hear the music. Thank God I can hear. Thank you guys for coming on. We'll be right back after this break.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church, a congregation of God's covenant people. Informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these this means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, people, thank you so much for holding on. I hear the guy Clint Eastwood there talking about his .44 Magnum. Well, you know what? There was an old Marine colonel, I can't remember his name, who was famous for pushing .45 automatic. He said he used his handgun to fight his way to his rifle. So maybe I shouldn't say this, but I've got several of them within my reach right now, because you never know who's going to try to kick in through that door. And God bless them. I hope they got their right with Jesus Christ and got their insurance paid up, and because I got mine. I'm a straight. Well, you know, Gene, I was talking about Colonel David Hackworth. He said exactly the same thing. You know, I love that guy. He's passed now, but he was the youngest full colonel, Army colonel in Vietnam at one time. He started as a buck private. I think the Marines called it a Mustang Battlefield Commission. He was a what they call a. He was anyway. He got a battlefield commission. He was only about 16 years old in Korea. You know, but the frozen chosen. And anyway, he said the same thing. Never ever stop and take an attack. He said you're moving. And also, he said especially even when the artillery barrages are coming in and you're trying to go up to capture high ground. He said he was taught by World War II guys that you take more casualties if you stop and try to dig in. You have to move forward. He said you always take less casualties. He must have read up on the one and only General Nathan Bedford Forrest. But you know, Gene, I've got a couple of news items here. Have you heard in the general too? The President Trump just appointed. He fired that traitor Asper, the Defense Secretary. He fired his sorry tail, and he appointed an ex-Army Green Beret. Miller. His name is Miller. Get that. I hope he's kin to me. He is now the Defense Secretary. Okay, now he appointed a civilian between him and they have reorganized the entire military. Did you know, Gene?
No, I hadn't heard that. Somebody needs to reorganize it. I'm afraid that our military had turned into just another politically correct bureaucratic branch of the federal government. They were more worried about political correctness than they were about defending our country. So I hope President Trump and his foresight has got that turned around. This is the same military that's banned the Confederate flag, that wants to rename all the bases that were named for Southern officers that served in the U.S. Army, get rid of all their names.
Thank you.
And like I said, they're more concerned with political correctness than military preparedness.
Well, you know what he did, and he also, Miss Bethany, Miss Team America, I'll call her, also Papaw's girl. The guy I was referring to, Gene, was Douglas McGregor. Now, he comes under General Miller. Defense Secretary Miller just took over. He was just recently appointed the last couple of days, and after Trump fired Asper. Now this Miller has appointed Douglas McGregor. He is a civilian. And get this, the Army Special Forces, the Navy Special Forces, the Air Force Special Forces, and I would assume probably the Marine Recon, they have all been reorganized. Did you know they have their own branch of the service now? For instance, the Army Green Beret, they no longer answer to the Army Chief of Staff. They can just flip off the Army Chief of Staff and tell him to kiss it. Same thing with like the Navy SEALs, the Air Force Special Ops. Probably, I would assume they probably got the Marine Recon in there too, but that's a whole new branch. It's the Special Forces. The Special Forces have their own branch. And that begs the question, General, and you're a very, very experienced at battle. You've been in many, many, many more battles than I have. With President Trump doing that, I know you don't have a crystal ball. Would you think that he's probably getting ready to face his Luciferian, Bushelfic enemies on the streets that are going to be coming after him once this election is turned? If this election is turned over, and I think it will be, because we'll talk about that in a minute. Do you think he's doing that, General? Do you think he's doing it? And I got to say this, one more thing. I told my people 4 years ago that Adolf Hitler got the SS organized, and I know the general will correct me on this. The first SS, they were not military, they weren't combat arms. They were organized as a bodyguard, a protection force for Adolf Hitler. Only later on did they take the field as military arms. And I said 4 years ago, that's what Trump needs to do. He needs to organize his own SS bodyguard. General, I guess what I'm trying to ask is this Army, Navy, Air Force, Special Ops with their own special independent force, are they going to be a bodyguard similar to the SS for President Trump? What do you think about that? Is that too far-fetched?
Well, I'm from the outside looking in. You guys are more in the know than I am, but I think I just, from open source info, I think consolidating the special forces speeds up their decision-making process. So you don't have the chain of command just almost goes directly from top to bottom. And this is where one-party states have. I'm not saying that America is a one-party state yet, but it speeds up that process. You don't have to, you can bypass all that, you know, the five or six chains of command go directly to the ops order. But he may be planning something. We've heard here in Croatia that he planned on a strike on the airstrike on the Iranian nuclear reactor. So,
wow,
what's happening on the internal, the domestic scene? He could very well be getting ready for some sort of before Biden takes power. He for some sort of not so much of a coup d'état, but some sort of he wants to go out on his shield, as they say, as the Spartans used to say. So I'm not sure.
Yes, sir.
I'm not really. Yeah, that's much my view of the situation. But
yes, sir.
I think that we see globally that freedom is being crushed in the name of human rights, and that's what should matter to Americans. And to Europeans also, because we're losing Western civilization. I think he's aware of this, Trump, more so than his arch enemies in the Democrats.
You know, General, I always like to ask you questions like that because you've had so much experience in the military, serving, I think, a five-year hitch in the Canadian Army. You served a hitch in the French Foreign Legion. You fought all over creation, you know, in Iraq, and you fought for the Croatian War of Independence. You're our resident expert there. Of course, Gene, too. Gene was, you know, but none of us have the experience you had. But Gene, as you well know, he was a Marine combat vet, Vietnam. And Gene, now, I don't know if you've heard this or not, but I think I found out just this morning, about 2 o'clock in the morning, I saw where the Supreme Court, and this is huge, Biden voters, they don't hold your breath. I don't think the man's going to take office. Now, here's why I say this, Gene. The Supreme Court of the United States, they just assigned a Supreme Court justice to Georgia. They assigned one to Pennsylvania, one to Michigan, and one to Wisconsin. And they're going to listen to Rudy Giuliani and his other fire-eating attorney. He's got Sidney Powell. Sidney Powell, the attorney that defended the general, what was his name? He was three-star general. General Flynn. He defended him because, you know, the Democrats, right off the bat, as soon as Trump got in office, they tried to get rid of General Flynn, because General Flynn was he ran the, you might say, the special ops and intelligence services. He knows all the crap they've been doing. Anyway, they got Rudy Giuliani and this lady Sidney Powell and their team. They are taking lawsuits to these four states I just named. Well, see, no longer the Democrat appointed justices there in the courts in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, they can no longer overrule these cases. These Supreme Court justices are going to listen to all the evidence that Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell are bringing. If they think it has merit, it's going to go to the Supreme Court. And you know what? Those four states comprise 62 electoral votes in those states. What do you think about that, Gene? Do you think they're going to overthrow Biden's so-called crooked win?
Well, that's what I've heard, that that is an option, that they, if the Supreme Court determines that there was so much fraud and corruption that with all these mail-in ballots that suddenly appeared at 4:30 in the morning and things like that, that they can throw out the election results. And what you have to remember, Biden is not even going to be president-elect until the Electoral College meets and votes. So they could all meet and vote for somebody else. They didn't ever do, but they could do that. So he's not there yet.
No, he's not. And we'll go back to that as soon as we come back from this break, people. Hold on. We've got to go to a break.
Across the land.
You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is participating in a virtual G20 summit this weekend to discuss the surges in COVID-19 cases around the globe. A manhunt is underway in Wisconsin after eight people were injured in a mall shooting near Milwaukee. Mayfair Mall is closed on Saturday following Friday's shooting. Wauwatosa police saying they've cleared and secured the property and are working to process the scene. Chris was just clocking in for work at one of the kiosks in the mall when he heard all the commotion.
All I heard was like pop, 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 like five shots. I just see plenty of people coming. Like, I just seen people like rushing where it's at employees only, at like customers and stuff like that. Yeah. I grabbed my jacket and I just like jetted out the back door with them because I didn't know what was going on at first. I just came to the morning clock then.
That audio courtesy of WITV Fox 6 in Milwaukee. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
New regulations have been introduced by the Trump administration to lower prices for prescriptions. From the USA Radio News Dallas Bureau, John Clemens has the details.
Among the new regulations is the elimination of the middleman called pharmacy benefit managers, who some claim reduce the price of prescriptions, while others say these people are making a fortune. Dr. Merrill Matthews is the resident scholar at the Dallas Area Institute for Policy Innovation.
There are middlemen there who negotiate with the pharmaceutical companies, negotiate big discounts, pass some of those discounts on to consumers and patients, but they keep a lot of that money. And he's trying to get that middleman out of there and pass those savings on to individuals.
When Mr. Trump took office, he said he was going to lower out-of-pocket expenses for Americans.
Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott is in quarantine after testing positive for COVID-19 on Friday. The Senate is on Thanksgiving recess next week. USA Radio News.
Well, people, thank you so much for listening in. You know, I guess I'll say it again. It's kind of out of a habit. It is November the 21st in the year of our Lord, 2020. Year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the only name under the sun, under heaven, which men can be saved. Hey, my brother, man, I love old Rich Hamblin. He texted and he said, Eddie, these are routine assignments. But what is not routine about it is the Supreme Court. You know, as you well know, Trump has kind of, he's put in two Supreme Court justices since he's been in there. He has assigned four Supreme Court justices. The only one I can remember, you got Clarence Thomas. You got that lady he just got sworn in. Can't remember her name. Name's not important. But the four Supreme Court justices that he has overlooking these states, that the Supreme Court has overlooked in these states, they're known to be hardcore constitutionalists and conservatives. So I think that is huge. You know what? I never say never. I never say die, Gene. I think we're going to turn the damn thing around. I really do, because everybody and his mama knows the election was stolen. The massive fraud, like Sidney Powell said, she had so much evidence that it was like coming to her every day. She says it's like drinking out of a fire hose, Gene. Gene, go ahead with what you were talking about before we went to the break, my brother.
No, that can go to the Supreme Court. If those justices report back that there was excessive amounts of fraud, and there's enough evidence to prove it, that can go to the Supreme Court. And correct me if I'm wrong, I think then in the 12th Amendment, that can be turned over to the states, and with every state having one vote. So that would ensure President Trump being reelected then. They just throw out the entire election results and let the states vote. You know, one vote, one state. So we'll see how that goes. That could be a possibility. You know, I've seen that online. People talking about that possibility of having that done. So and of course, if it does get turned over, you think these riots in Portland and Seattle and Washington and around the country were bad this last spring and summer? If this happens, the Antifas and the Black Lives Don't Matter to other blacks, they will go absolutely crazy this time around. They will go after every city in this country to try to burn it down. So,
you know what?
That could be a fun event.
I think you're 100% right. That's what everybody's predicting, and I think it's going to. But you know what? I think it's going to backfire on them because there's too many guys like you and me and the general. And too many good old boys around, and we got these special ops just reorganized. I think they might have a little something that they don't. I think they're going to be getting in some deep doo doo they want to get in. What do you think about that, General?
Well, I think I can't overestimate you can never underestimate the enemy. But I think basically the way things are going, I certainly hope America will not go the way of Canada. I lived in Canada for 30 years, and in Canada, we see government-regulated speech. Canada is no longer a free society. So just we have absurd decisions. The Supreme Court of Canada recently passed a law saying that the truth is no longer admissible in the court of law if it offends a minority. This is pure idiocy. And I think in America, if you jackhammer the cornerstones of the First and Second Amendment, the freedom of expression, ideas, the freedom of belief, and so on and so forth, we're facing a new dictatorship because Europe has always looked to America as a beacon in the darkness of Bolshevik Satanism. And now we see this global cloud hanging over the horizon, this dark cloud of political correctness, moral relativism, Bolshevik Satanism. We have to fight for it. We have to fight against this.
You know, yes, sir. You know, look at the ironies of history. So many of the countries in Eastern Europe had to suffer under the rule of the Soviet Union, and they finally got their freedom, Croatia being one of them, and the Soviet Empire collapsed. And yet now we're trying to rebuild the Soviet Empire in the United States as fast as they can. And the Soviet bloc countries are free now, and we're going under communism and Marxism. So maybe we can get some of the countries that were under the Soviet rule in Eastern Europe to come to our rescue and to bail us out. And
well, yeah, I think if I can interject, I think that the American taxpayer is paying for. The bulk of the NATO budget is footed by the American taxpayer, and the Israeli, I think the $34 billion package to the Israelis over 10 years, I think the American taxpayer has to wake up. But I don't know how well informed he is. And he's also funding on these NGOs, the World Health Organization. And these people are basically responsible for inducing cultural Marxism into the United States. We're destroying the universities with critical theory, Marxist theory, and so on and so forth. I think basically it's the problem that we don't control the media. The free man doesn't control the media anymore.
Oh, absolutely not. The media is just a propaganda arm. They don't report the news. They write the news that they want us to hear. And if you get an accurate reporting of an incident, regardless whether it's political, whether it's economic, whatever the news item is, if you get an honest reporting on it, it's usually an accident. Somebody slipped up. Somebody's going to be fired for telling the truth. So they don't report the news. They write the news and then feed it out to the American sheeple and only let them know what they want them to know.
I think you said sheeple, absolutely. Gene. I think that's on a global I think apathy is the new atheism, and it's very rare to hear in Europe programs where God is mentioned, where Christ is mentioned. The only religion under attack is the Christian faith. We don't see Muslims being attacked. Or any other denomination, but I think that it's good to know that there are still Christian, God-fearing people in the South. That I'm glad that the people of you exist. I can't underestimate or as I say, we had militant atheism ruled here was left complete human it destroyed human ethics, morality in the former communist countries. It didn't just leave a legacy of economic and ecological destruction, but a destruction of the human spirit. And if we lose this, then we're losing the roots of Western civilization.
Well, I think that's been the plan all along. And not only do they attack our history and our heritage, but they attack our religion. And they're these idiot governors that we have in this country in the liberal states. They're telling these people they have to shut the churches down. They can't have religious services. They can, or maybe they can only have a few people in the churches on Sunday or Saturday, whatever day they prefer to meet. And that's not a health issue. That's a moral issue that they're trying to just shut down the moral ethics of this country. They believe. Well, the same reason the first century Christians were persecuted and killed and used in the Colosseum, they wouldn't worship Caesar. They worship God and Jesus. And the people that do that today, the modern day Caesars, want to get rid of them because they will not worship the almighty central state of government. And that really upsets the people in power.
Yeah, I think this month, if I can just interject again, Gene, is we have the so-called anniversary of Holodomor, where Stalin killed millions of Ukrainians. And it's a educational flaw that in the West, no one knows anything about the death of tens of millions of Christians in the Soviet Union, in Romania, Hungary, you know, so on and so forth. We hear so much about the Holocaust. Nobody's ever heard of the Holodomor. Well, for example, 200,000 Orthodox Christian priests that were killed by Stalin, Lenin, and his associates. So we have a filtered view of history. And when I hear Black Lives Matter, I have to remind myself of the massacres in Rwanda, in Sierra Leone, where they killed 75,000 people were killed. And basically, they chopped people's hands off, their right hand, because that's the hand they voted with. So much for democracy in Africa. We have now jihad spreading to Chad, to Nigeria, and we have tribal wars in the Congo, and Black Lives Matter. But if a black man kills a black man, that's not racism. But from what I understand, the leading cause of death among African-American males is homicide.
Yes, it is. That is true.
Guys, we got to go to a quick break. Guys, hear the music. Dear men, man, I'm crazy about you guys. We'll be right back, folks. We've got two of the greatest guests you could possibly have. Be right back.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
People, thank you for holding on. I will let that music go a little bit longer. I love that music. You know, old Matt Goodwin picked that music out when we were up at, was it Montgomery Bell State Park? It's been over a year ago now. Boy, time really flies, but I love that music. I tell you, I really do. I can't remember the name of it, that piece, but it was came out in the 1930s in Germany. And I tell you what, if anybody ever made better music than the Germans, I would like to know who it was. But anyway, you guys, man, I tell you what, y'all make my job so easy. I almost go to sleep because of my work. I don't have any work to do when you guys are on, because y'all are just both so well read, so intelligent.
You know, well, that, hey, somebody... that sounds like my wife. When I start talking, she goes to sleep too. So,
well, it's just so relaxed. I'm sitting here relaxed. I said, I can't believe I've got these two guys, these two men of just stellar quality on. And I'm not trying to blow hot airs up y'all's butt. I really mean that. I mean, there's just so few people I respect anymore. You know, and a little aside, I grew up, I didn't have a lot of friends when I was a kid because I've lived out in the country a lot of times. Most of my friends were old World War II vets. It took me hunting and fishing. My dad was an old World War II vet. We had this one old guy named Cadillac Wyatt. He was 6'6", 6'7". I remember my dad said he had to have a special coffin made. He was so tall. He was just raw bone. He spoke, man, and it's just, he spoke like the typical old Marine. What's his name? He's on here all the time. He's on, does our commercial, you know, about the 44 Magnum. Clint Eastwood. He talked like this. You know, he was, and he actually was in Guadalcanal. He taught me a lot about shotguns, rifles, pistols, him and my dad. But I grew up with those people like that. And I tell you guys, you two men are a direct throwback to the World War II generation. You know, the Guadalcanal Marines, you know, the guys who hit the beach at Normandy. But anyway, some of the things y'all threw out there, I was going to get back with you. You talked about the media. Well, you know, it took me a while to figure out, I think, what's going on between, I said, well, we always hear about, for instance, like some of these news medias, the ones that are true, they'll talk about Israel, 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 Jew, Jew, Jew. And that's true. It's always a Jew. If you go to a rotten, stinking garbage pile and you look under it, so to speak, a social, you know, garbage pile, if you pull the rotting filth back, the decaying, there'll be a Jew under it. Hence, a.k.a. the filth coming out of Hollywood, the filth in the schools, the filth in the news media. But I'm wondering, well, what's all this deal with Red China? Why are they not sounding the alarm for Red China? Well, I'm gonna throw this. I guess I'll throw this question to you, Gene. Do you think that, you know, Israel and the Jews, they control our news media 100%, except for, you know, little radio stations like ours? They control it. Did they just keep quiet about the Red Chinese coming in and infiltrating our political system, a.k.a. Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, the Democratic Party? Or are they actually in partners with the Red Chinese? Do they just keep quiet? Partners?
I think they are. They go, you know, the old saying, follow the money trail. And that's where the money is with the economy of China. And working with them, they're taking over Australia. I have a good friend in Australia that's telling me how much they've taken over Australia, the Red Chinese have. And so, the Israelis, they're going to be right there. Wherever the money is, that's where they're going to be. And you look at how much they control the political campaigns, who gets to run, who gets the money, who gets their campaign funded. And if they don't kowtow to the Holocaust and Israel, they don't get the money and they don't get elected. So, yeah, there is a power behind the throne, a monetary power behind the throne. And you know, it was interesting when Amy Barrett was being grilled before the Senate for her Supreme Court nomination. Dianne Feinstein, the senator from California, was really ripping into her about being Catholic and having too much influence from the Catholic Church and using Catholicism in her decisions and that sort of thing. And I thought, wait a minute. Isn't this a bit hypocritical when you look at how much influence the Israelis have over our politics? In fact, Netanyahu stood up in front of their Knesset, their parliament, and said, don't worry about the United States Congress. We own the United States Congress. And not one single representative, not one single senator said a peep about that, to refute that, because they knew if they did, their funding would be yanked right out from under their feet, and they would not be reelected when the next term came around to running for office. So there is a lot of outside influence in our government, and it's not coming from Russia. That was just an attempt to embarrass Trump and possibly some of the people around him. But the influence in our government is not coming from Moscow. It's coming from Tel Aviv. That's where the influence is coming from.
I could not agree more. Before, and I'm going to read a little clip I have typed, stapled on my wall here in my humongous office. But before I go to that clip, I'm going to read our brother Rich Hamblin. I know Gene knows Rich Hamblin very well. General, we went to a guy named Rich Hamblin. Me and Gene rode to Charlottesville together, along with Matt Goodwin and Simon Roche. But Rich just tuned. I asked him if he could look up something, and he did. He said that the election is supposed to be formally declared on January 6th by Congress. He believes that. And also, he said, if the election goes to the House because the Electoral College is deadlocked, each state has one vote. So I can always depend on Rich to help me out like that. And Gene, I need all the help I can get plus 50% more. But, you know, here's something I'm going to read on my wall. Just what you said, Gene. This goes in general. Okay. According to Israel, this was October the 3rd, 2001. Jerusalem. Came out of Jerusalem. According to Israeli radio, if I can read this, K-O-L-Y Israel. And he, okay, it says, it said they recorded Simon Peres as warning Ariel Sharon that refusing to heed United States' request for a ceasefire would endanger Israeli interest and turn the United States against us. A furious Sharon turned toward Peres, saying, every time we do something, you tell me Americans will do this and Americans will do that. I want to tell you something very clear. Don't worry about American pressure on Israel. We, the Jewish people, control America, and the Americans know it. You nailed it, Gene. You're absolutely jail. What do you think about that, General?
Well, I think Gene has exactly hit the nail on the head. I think the Jewish lobby is so strong. And when you look back at the tragedy of that liaison, the USS Liberty ship that was attacked in the 67 war, Americans were killed. That was harshed up. Then we have Pollard that was stealing nuclear secrets for Israel. And again, we have the Rosenbergs, which were responsible for giving the Soviet Union the biggest, the most murderous clique in Europe, the Stalinist clique. They got the bomb in 1948, thanks to the Rosenbergs, and they got the electric chair. And it's some of these these cultural Marxists, the majority were Jewish. This Trojan horse in the United States. And what we're seeing today, we're seeing the role of the Jewish lobby. What they're doing is they're micro-regulating the contents of newspapers, books, websites. And so we're basically facing a new dystopia where we're going to look at hate laws, two prosecutions for anti-Semitic speech. I say anti-Semitic in parentheses. So basically their lobby is so strong, but to them in China, they have no scruples. Their God is mammon, money. China is in what they've done in Australia, they've done the same thing in Canada. They bought up all the prime real estate in the major urban areas, in Vancouver, in Montreal, in Toronto. Vancouver now, they call Hungcouver, not Vancouver. Yeah, we have 40,000 homeless in Vancouver. There's no house prices are 1 million, $2 million, and the working man cannot afford this on a minimum wage of $15 an hour. So they're basically this Jewish minority, which we must remember Sierra Leone, where 75,000 people were killed. So the Beers could control the diamond industry, which we know who runs the diamond industry in the Netherlands is the Hasidic Jews. And basically, we have two sets of international law, one for the Israelis and one and the other ones for all the other goys.
Go ahead, Gene.
Oh no, it's really shocking when you see what has been done to us by Israel. I've been looking at a DVD on the USS Liberty and the attack on that ship that the Israelis pulled off. And the reason they did that was a intelligence ship, and they were monitoring the Russians and they were monitoring the Israelis. And the Israelis didn't want the United States to know that they were going to expand that six-day war and go after the Golan Heights. And they'd promised the United States they wouldn't do it if they went to war with Egypt and Jordan and Syria. They weren't going to do any more than that. But now they had double-crossed old Uncle Sammy and were going to carry the war even further. So that intelligence ship was basically unarmed. It had a few 40-caliber anti-personnel machine guns on there, but that was about it. But they were attacked by aircraft. They were attacked by torpedo boats, and they fired either four or five torpedoes at them that missed. One hit, though, and that's the one that blew the hole in the side of the Liberty and killed most of those 34 sailors and Marines that were on board there. But the worst part of the whole thing was, and I've talked to a lot of people about this, they didn't even know about the Liberty, and they didn't know this happened. The worst part, our own government turned against our own military personnel. They finally got out a distress signal. The carriers were 500 miles away. They launched the aircraft because they got the message that an American ship was under attack. The planes were launched off the carrier deck, and then in mid-flight, they were ordered back to the carrier. And they were going to allow this ship to be sunk and take down all the sailors, Marines, officers on board, because Lyndon Johnson got pressure from the Israeli government to cover this up. And even after it was over, the ship finally got out of there and limped into port at Malta for repairs. They went on board that ship and told the officers and told the sailors and Marines on board that ship, if any one of them ever talked about what happened, they would be court-martialed, and they would be sent to federal prison at Leavenworth, Kansas. And they were not allowed to even talk about what had happened. But the Israelis were the ones that put the pressure on Johnson to do that.
My dear brother Gene and my dear brother General, we're going to pick up on that USS Liberty when we come back in the second hour. Guys, dear Blood River Radio family, we have to take a break now. We're going to transition to the second hour. Later on in the second hour, Lee Cochran is going to call in with a special report on the Army forcing vaccinations on American citizens. Be right back, people.